What questions do you ask that you wish you could Google? We're going to talk about some of them today because some of them might be answered actually in this new book. Jeremiah J. Johnston wrote this, Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. And Dr. Johnston is a New Testament scholar, professor, apologist, and speaker. And he is with us this morning. And good morning, Dr. Johnston.
Good morning, Deb. Great to be with you.
So tell us a little bit of a background about this book. Why tackle these questions? Why have you written this book, Unanswered?
Well, the beauty and the attraction of Christianity has always been its ability to answer the questions of a world in need and in search of God. And as we began to do conferences and events through our ministry, Christian Thinkers Society, at churches, Deb, of all different denominations, one thing that a unique facet of our events is we would take live questions from the audience. And I'm one of the few speakers that encourages people to keep their cell phone on while I'm speaking because we have a software we use that's interactive with our audience. Doesn't matter the size. There could be 5,000 people in the room, and they interact with us. So we have received 5,000 questions from our live events. So I can tell you on this radio show this morning, I know exactly what the questions are that Christians are wondering about in the churches. And so after 5,000 of those, we came together and we very prayerfully aggregated those questions into what were the most frequently asked. And I was shocked with what the most recurrent questions were. And people are always surprised to hear what they were. And so we decided that we needed to speak to these issues. Why? Because when we went to the bookstores, we saw there were very little information for the Christians in our church. I'm talking about the 98% of people that go, they're regular attenders, but they still have questions about their faith.
Yeah.
And we've done a great job answering questions of atheists and agnostics. So Unanswered fills that gap. And we call it trending questions because these were the questions we had in city after city.
So you've piqued all of our interest. What is the number one trending question?
You won't believe it, and it's a sad note. The number one question we've received is related to suicide and mental illness in the church. It's this taboo subject that we have to break the silence on. We have five other questions that we addressed as well, but that was our number one question, suicide and related what I call invisible diseases in the church, mental illness.
What would be the question regarding suicide?
Well, it's varying. It splinters off. One, you know, I had a mom or dad that committed suicide. Are they in hell? Because there's a tradition, there's one Christian tradition that teaches if you commit suicide, you'll automatically go to hell. The second one is this very rigid teaching that, you know, a real Christian can't commit suicide. So does that mean that my parent or my grandparent who completed suicide wasn't a Christian? The third one, Deb, that might shock you, my pastor committed suicide. What does that even mean? Where do I begin? And unfortunately, pastors completing suicide is becoming an epidemic in our country, and very few people are speaking about it. And so we talk about it in Unanswered as well.
Wow. So what kind of answer do you give on that? I mean, as far as, especially in relation to your pastor, I mean, that's your spiritual leader
exactly
of your church, and that's pretty devastating for the congregation, for the sheep.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and the problem, the first answer that I give is we have to break the silence when we talk about mental illness. It is not being addressed in the church. So therefore, you have all of these different false notions, lies from the enemy that arise. And so the very first thing we say is let's stop the silence. And I point to some great research in the book that I stand on the shoulders of some excellent quantitative and qualitative studies that have been done inside evangelical churches in America. 23% of pastors right now, Deb, and I'm talking about evangelical pastors, not pastors out in Yah-Yah land. I'm talking about people, our brothers and sisters, nearly 25% are suffering from chronic depression right now. And there's a lot of reasons for that. 48% of people listening to your broadcast right now will have a personal experience with mental illness at some point in their life. Mental illness affects everyone in the church. If you don't personally have a mental illness, if you're not one of the 25% of people in the United States right now suffering from mental illness, chances are your mom, your dad, or your coworker, or your child, or your daughter is struggling with that. And so first, we're just blowing the silence, and then we need to remove the stigma, and we go through steps to do that. And for those of you who are listening to me on this show, we teach people you must always ask the key question. If you have someone in your life right now who's giving what we call in therapy a suicidal ideation, you're worried they might be close to committing suicide, you have to ask the key question. Do you have a time, method, or plan. And if they have a timeline, method, or plan, they are in immediate danger. And so we give prevention steps and a lot of other helpful information in that section of Unanswered.
Wow. We're talking about the book Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions with Dr. Jeremiah J. Johnston. And Jeremiah, also, what's another trending question you address in your book?
Another trending question that we address in our book, Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions, is this whole notion of God's silence. This shocked me. Deb, you've asked me, what are the most frequent questions that you've been asked? The second most frequent question that we're asked is this whole notion that, you know, where is God in my life? You know, I read about these great miracles in the Bible. I hear people on stage who I admire, my pastor or an evangelist or someone like you, Deb, who's a Christian leader, say, you know, God spoke to you something. I've not personally had that experience. What does that mean? And so we speak to this whole issue of God's silence. And Deb, it's a real personal issue for me. My wife and I experienced 5 years of God's silence. And I want to explain in what iteration that was. For 5 years, we struggled with infertility, and if any of our listeners have ever struggled with that, you know it's something you really don't talk about in polite conversations. It's intensely personal. And what made matters more difficult, here I was a teaching pastor at a thriving megachurch in the Midwest. You know, we were walking with God. Of course, no one is without sin, but we were loving the Lord. We were involved in a flourishing ministry, and yet God would not hear us about this whole issue of infertility, and it sent us down an entire study in our personal life. We realized that we were in good company, especially as you study the people in the Bible who struggled with the silence of God. And we have this first point that we point out. The silence of God is real, it's personal, it's common. Guess what? It's biblical, and it's not always a bad thing. And this is another just helpful thing our book points out. The silence of God doesn't mean there's some sin in your life or that God's chastising you. I point out Henry Blackaby, who wrote the book Experiencing God, the Bible study everyone did, I think, in the late 90s. He had these intense bouts of struggling with the silence of God, and he would go through his sin checklist, and if that checked out okay, he realized God was taking him deeper for more refreshment or some new revelation, some new thing he was speaking into his life to do. And the other part of that story that we get into, Deb, my wife and I ended up becoming pregnant. We have a daughter, Lily Faith Johnston. We now have a son, Justin. And we just found out 2 weeks ago we're pregnant again with our third child. Aww. So we learned
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. We learned some great lessons, and we point those out in the book as well.
Mm-hmm. And as you're talking, Jeremiah, I'm just reminded of how we really struggle with suffering in the church, don't we? You're talking about God being silent. That's a form of suffering. And talking about mental illness, that's a form of suffering. What is it about suffering that we just don't want to address?
That's such a great point, Deb. Very insightful of you, because this is the number one reason that people walk away from the faith, suffering. I was on a radio program last week, Deb, received an email, and we're receiving hundreds of these right now. A mom, son went through a challenge of adversity and suffering. He won the Timothy Award in Awana. If any of you were in Awana, as I was growing up, that's the top award you can receive. And now he's an atheist because of an experience of adversity. This is the number one reason people walk away from the faith. It's the reason Steve Jobs left the Christian faith. And many leaders, as you rightly point out, Deb, they avoid discussing evil and suffering. Many never mention it. I love to talk about it because it's something we all share. You cannot walk up to anyone at the supermarket who's not struggled with adversity or suffering in some way. And here's what we point out in the book. Authentic Christian faith, and I hope our audience can really hear this point. If you didn't hear anything else, hear this. Authentic Christian faith is never surprised by adversity or problems. That, in fact, means that God truly is with us. He's teaching us. He's refining us. We come to know God better through our suffering and pain. And, we could spend many programs talking about this, but, you know, we never suffer in vain as Christians, as followers of Jesus. And God's plan and His blessings are not canceled by our trials. And unfortunately, when we meet adversity, sometimes we go into this spiritual paralysis, and we need not do that. And so we give some great points, some great analogies, and of course, scriptures to stand on. We exegete in the book 2 Corinthians, which has been called the Job of the New Testament. The Apostle Paul in chapter 1 was struggling with so much adversity, Deb, that he said he wished he could die. He says, "I had the sentence of death within myself." Some of our listeners, you might be struggling to the point right now you don't even know if life's worth living. It is. God is with you. And so we give a lot of steps about your response to suffering, which is so key.
Thank you for that hope. We're talking with Jeremiah Johnston. The book is Unanswered. And Jeremiah, you have a lot of resources for people, not only just the book, but there's a Bible study, a video series, and a website. So give us the details.
Thank you, Deb, for that opportunity. Well, the book is Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. And I'm so excited that our good friends at Lifeway Christian Publishing came alongside this book and said, let's create a Bible study out of the book. And it is a 6-week small group Bible study with teaching DVDs. So I took all 6 questions, and we talk about zombies, we talk about ghosts, we talk about the resurrection, we speak about Bible-ish Christianity, talk a lot about a lot of different interesting things, the trending questions that are happening right now in the church. And I speak to those in 6 22-minute video sessions. And then there's this small group Bible study that has 6 weeks of daily personal time as well. So you can read all about that if you go to lifeway.com/unanswered. I'm so happy that hundreds of churches are doing the Unanswered Bible Study in their Sunday school program or their life groups or their small groups, whatever they prefer to refer to them as. And then I want to encourage you to, if you have a question, if you need more information, go to christianthinkers.com. I answer my own email. Nobody does that for me. I answer these questions. And if you want to have us do a tour date in your church, we're speaking in churches right now with our Unanswered Tour. And Deb, that information is available as well.
We've been talking with Dr. Jeremiah Johnston. And Jeremiah, thanks so much for spending some moments with us and for the encouragement this morning as well.
Deb, it's an honor to be on your program. Thanks for your good voice for the Christian kingdom.